Welcome back to Funded, the show where we track every dollar flowing into the startup world from scrappy seed rounds to the mega deals reshaping entire industries. Before we dive in, a huge thank you to today's sponsors, Ada, the platform helping startups integrate AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting from AI all the way to SO, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a portfolio of silicon industry companies, including Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business, and they're backing a family of chip startups, including their NVIDIA challenger, ZenVidia. Seriously great partners. Stick around for more on them. All right, today we've got $120 million going into planetary health investing, $250 million flowing into the robo-taxi supply chain, 110 billion reasons why AI fundraising is more cutthroat than ever, Meta crashing the AI coding party, and Lightspeed making a very interesting hire that says a lot about where VC is headed. Let's get into it. Okay, first up, let's talk about RA Capital Planetary Health and their brand new $120 million fund. Now, if you haven't heard of RA Capital, they've been a serious player in the life sciences and healthcare investing world for years. But the Planetary Health Fund is a dedicated vehicle focused on something bigger, the health of the planet itself. So what does that actually mean? We're talking about investments at the intersection of climate, ecology, biodiversity, food systems, and human health. This is the kind of investing that looks at Earth as a system, not just a market sector. And the fact that they've closed $120 million specifically for this thesis tells you there is real institutional appetite for this category. TechCrunch sat down with two of the fund's investors to break down exactly what they look for when evaluating a deal. And there were three big themes that jumped out. First, scientific credibility. These folks are not interested in greenwashing. They want founders who can demonstrate real, measurable impact and back it up with data. If you're pitching hand-wavy sustainability claims, don't bother. Second, they want to see planetary health and commercial viability going hand in hand. This isn't a charity. The best deals in this space are ones where solving an environmental problem is also a genuinely great business. Think next-gen agriculture, ocean health tech, or carbon removal that actually pencils out economically. And third, they care deeply about the team's ability to operate at the intersection of policy, science, and markets. That's a rare skill set, and RA Capital knows it. If you're a founder in this space, that's your moat being able to navigate all three of those worlds fluently. The $120 million fund size is notable too. It's not a mega fund, which is actually intentional. It keeps them nimble, lets them go deep on fewer bets, and allows them to be genuinely hands-on with portfolio companies. For founders in the climate and planetary health space, this is the kind of smart money you want in your corner. The broader market context here is that ESG investing has had a rough couple of years in the public narrative, but dedicated climate and planetary health funds are still attracting capital and, frankly, getting more sophisticated. RA Capital closing this fund is a signal that serious science-driven investors are not walking away from this category. They're doubling down. All right, story two. And this one is big news for developers and anyone watching the AI wars play out in real time. Meta just dropped not one, but two major moves in the AI coding space. They released MuseCode, a terminal-based AI coding agent now in beta, and alongside it, MuseSpark 1.2, a coding-focused update to their MuseSpark Frontier model family. Now there's no funding round attached to this story, but trust me, this belongs in our conversation today because it has massive implications for every AI startup in the coding and developer tools space and for the VCs writing checks into that category right now. Let's break it down. MuseCode is Meta's answer to Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's Codex. It lives in your terminal. It's agentic, meaning it can actually go off and do work in the background without you babysitting it, and it's now in beta, which means developers can start getting their hands on it today. The phrase persistent async background agents is the key thing to pay attention to here. What that means is MuseCode can spin up tasks, run them independently, and come back to you with results without requiring you to sit there and supervise every step. That is the workflow that professional developers have been waiting for, and it's the direction the entire coding AI category is sprinting toward. MuseSpark 1.2 is the model powering all of this and Meta positioning it as a coding-focused frontier model, means they're going head-to-head with some of the most well-funded AI labs in the world. Mark Zuckerberg himself is clearly treating this as a strategic priority, not a side project. So what does this mean for startups? Well, if you're building in the AI coding tool space, think Cursor, Replit, GitHub Copilot alternatives, the competitive pressure just went up another notch. When Meta, OpenAI, and Anthropic are all swinging hard at this market, you better have a very clear answer to the question, why you and why now? But here's the flip side. And this is what I tell any founder in this space. Big tech entering a category with full force is also validation that the market is real and massive. The best startups will find the niches, the workflows, and the enterprise use cases that Meta and OpenAI aren't optimizing for. That's where the opportunity lives. For VCs, this is a moment to stress test your AI coding portfolio companies. The ones with strong distribution, enterprise contracts, or truly differentiated UX are going to be fine. The ones that are purely model wrappers, it's time to have some honest conversations. Story three. And honestly, this might be my favorite deal of the day. Move just raised $250 million, and their bet is a bold one. They want to become the backbone of the entire robotaxi industry. So who is Move? They're a fleet management and vehicle financing company that got their start in Africa, helping drivers access vehicles for ride-hailing platforms, but they've been quietly pivoting and scaling into something much more ambitious, autonomous vehicle fleet management. And now they've got $250 million to make that vision a reality. Here's the really interesting part of their strategy. Move isn't trying to build the AV technology itself. They're not competing with Waymo on the self-driving software side. Instead, they want to own the infrastructure layer beneath it, the fleet ownership, the financing, the maintenance, the operational backbone that makes robotaxi networks actually function. And they've got an audacious long-term goal to someday not just manage Waymo robotaxis, but to actually own them. Think about what that means. If robotaxis become as ubiquitous as smartphones, someone has to own that physical fleet. Move is betting that company will be them. $250 million is serious capital to pursue that thesis. It tells you investors believe the robotaxi market is real. It's coming faster than most people think, and the infrastructure layer is going to be enormously valuable. This is the picks and shovels play of the autonomous vehicle gold rush. The timing is also critical here. Waymo is expanding rapidly, with commercial rides in multiple cities and significant backing from Alphabet. The window to become the dominant fleet management partner for these networks is open right now. But it won't stay open forever. Move is moving fast, and this capital gives them the runway to lock in those relationships. For founders and investors watching the AV space, this is a masterclass in finding the infrastructure opportunity adjacent to the technology headline. Everyone talks about the self-driving software. Not enough people are thinking about who owns and operates the physical vehicles. Move saw that gap and raised $250 million to fill it. Story four now, and this is a big picture one that every founder pitching an AI startup right now needs to hear. AI investments hit $110 billion in 2024. Let that sink in. $110 billion in a single year. TechCrunch sat down with three experienced investors at TechCrunch Sessions AI to talk about what VCs actually want from AI startups at every stage, seed through Series C. The panelists were Jill Chase, partner at Capital G, and Kanu Gulati, partner at, and the insights they shared are genuinely worth your time if you're in this space. So what does the funding landscape look like heading into 2025? More money in the market, but dramatically more competition. The bar to raise a seed round in AI has never been higher, and the bar to stand out at Series C is almost absurdly high right now. Investors are not just looking for good AI products, they're looking for defensible AI businesses. At the seed stage, the consensus is clear. Investors want to see a founder who has a deep, specific insight into a problem that AI can uniquely solve. Not we're using AI to make X better. More like, we understand this specific workflow better than anyone alive, and here's exactly how AI changes the economics of it. Specificity is your friend at the seed stage. At Series A and B, the question shifts to traction and retention. With so many AI products flooding the market, churn is a massive red flag. Investors want to see customers who are deeply embedded in your product, who would genuinely miss it if it disappeared. That stickiness is the proof point that you've built something real. At Series C, you better be able to show a clear path to market leadership. Not just growth leadership. The VCs writing 8- and 9-figure checks in 2025 are asking, are you going to be the category winner? And if not, why are you going to survive alongside whoever is? The $110 billion figure is also a reminder that this is not a niche market anymore. AI is the biggest technology investment cycle of our generation, and the investors who get it right are going to look like geniuses in 10 years. The ones who overpay for hype are going to have a very different story to tell. If you're an AI founder prepping for a raise in 2025, do yourself a favor and really internalize the feedback coming out of conversations like this one. The investors know exactly what they're looking for, and they're not shy about saying it. All right, last story of the day, and this one is more of a trend story than a funding story, but it is absolutely shaping where venture dollars are going, so we're covering it. Lightspeed Venture Partners just hired Claire Zhao, a seed investor with a massive following on Instagram and beyond, and it's part of a much bigger movement in VC right now. The headline here is that top-tier venture firms are going all in on creator-led venture capital. The idea is simple. Build trust with the next generation of founders before you ever write them a check. Get into their feeds, their podcasts, their communities, and be a genuine resource for them long before they're ready to raise. And this isn't just Lightspeed doing this. Andreessen Horowitz acquired Eric Thornburg's Turpentine Podcast Network. OpenAI acquired TBPN. There's a clear pattern here. The smartest money in tech has decided that content and community are now core parts of the venture business model. Claire Zhao is a fascinating hire for Lightspeed, specifically because she's not just a content creator who dabbles in investing, she's a real seed investor with a genuine following. She represents this next generation of VC talent that is equally comfortable writing a term sheet and filming a reel. That's a new kind of animal in the venture world. The strategic logic is airtight. Founders today, especially younger founders, don't necessarily start their VC discovery process by reading a firm's website. They find investors through YouTube, through Instagram, through podcasts. If your firm isn't visible in those channels, you are invisible to a huge cohort of potential deal flow. But there's something deeper going on here too. Creator-led VC is really about relationship density. When a founder has been following an investor's content for 2 years, consuming their frameworks, engaging with their ideas, by the time they're ready to raise, they already trust that person. That's an incredibly powerful head start in a world where every top-tier deal is fiercely competitive. For founders watching this trend, here's my takeaway. The VCs who are investing in content and community are doing so because they genuinely want to be accessible. Engage with them, follow the investors who are putting out real, useful content, build those relationships early because by the time you're ready to raise, you want to be a familiar face, not a cold inbound email. And for emerging fund managers, if you're not thinking about your content strategy as part of your investor strategy, you're already behind. The firms that crack this are going to have a massive sourcing advantage for the next decade. That is a wrap on today's Funded. What a lineup. Planetary Health getting serious institutional capital. Meta shaking up the AI coding world. Move betting $250 million on owning the robotaxi infrastructure layer. The AI funding landscape getting more competitive than ever. And Lightspeed signaling where the future of venture relationship building is headed. Massive thank you to our sponsors, Ada, helping you get AI into your products faster. Ago Consulting, your silicon development partner, from AI to SASU, say it with me, Ago. And Zen Semiconductor, the umbrella powering a whole family of chip startups, including Zenvidia and Ada for enterprise AI deployment. These are the folks building the foundation that the next wave of tech runs on, so go check them out. If you're enjoying Funded, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss a daily update. And if you want more from our network, check out Skylar's Money Matters for a deeper dive into the financial side of the startup world. As always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. And I'll see you tomorrow with more of the deals that matter.